Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, folks. Kyle Warren here. You're listening to an encore presentation of the program this morning, right here on this great radio station.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Mr. Speaker, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. We don't have a speaker yet, but we better get one soon because all bets are off, everybody, and the world just keeps catching on fire. That's what's happening all around us. Folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday morning edition. My name's Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. Our toll-free line is 1-877-969-8600. If you'd like to call in and join the program with us this morning, 1-877-969-8600. And we're proud to be broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California, of course. And we're broadcasting out to all of our great affiliates out there around the country. And, of course, up on the satellite with the GCN Network. Good morning to everybody at GCN. And if you're streaming the program, you're hearing us on a live stream, we want to welcome you as well. And if you're working across America in the overnight hours, we want to give you a shout out. Glad that you found us once again. The number is 1-877-969-8600. Well, we have more to talk about, of course, on the events ongoing in Israel. We will give you updates as we go through the program this morning. We've also got some other news to tell you about, and we're going to start with, of course, the House speakership that is still vacant, and they are going to be trying to fill this position as quickly as possible, perhaps even today, but I don't know. I'm not holding my breath at this point. This from Fox News. A pair of amendments offered to the House GOP rules show just how divided the conference is as it gets ready to elect a new speaker. Just as Republicans began to gather for their candidate forum on Tuesday, an expected amendment by Representative Chip Roy was circulated to lawmakers aimed at raising the threshold to put a speaker candidate to 217 votes, a House majority. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, of course, Republican out of my state here in California, was elected by a majority vote in the conference after enduring 15 rounds to finally win the gavel back in January. And, you know, we don't want to see a repeat of that. We just can't. There's something has to happen here where we're going to have some unity, some singular purpose in order to move forward, because right now, without an elected Speaker of the House firmly ensconced, right, with the gavel, I think we're in a very, very, very bad position, given the circumstances, of course. And, of course, we have to get the budget going, and we have to get all these things happening for the good of our country. Now, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, we understand, made their case behind closed doors to their counterparts and to the members of Congress, to the Republicans, earlier on Tuesday. So we're going to see exactly what happens. But, obviously, I think you'll join me in saying it's got to get done. It just absolutely has to get done. Once again, taking your phone calls this morning, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. On the Israel front here, and by the way, there could be another front for Israel. We're hearing more about what's happening, not to any grand scale, of course, at this point, but what's happening up in Lebanon to open perhaps a northern front in the conflict with Israel. One of the things, and by the way, I made a note to mention this as well, one of the things that we're hearing, of course, and I think it's very apropos, is that you have many in the media referring to the Hamas fighters, the terrorists as militants when they should be referred to as terrorists. Even President Biden, and I commend him for this in his speech, saying that these people were slaughtered, as they, you know, the Israeli people were literally slaughtered. And folks, what a horrible, horrible thing to talk about, to contemplate, but also, obviously, this really happened. And beyond being heartbroken, we're disgusted and we're angry. There's no doubt about that. Well, we have a quick audio clip here to start off this morning. This is the Anti-Defamation League president, Jonathan Greenblatt. He actually was on MSNBC when he said this, but this is important of what he said about Hamas and what their goal truly is. Let's listen in.
As Hamas told us again and again and again and again in their charter, in their statements, through their actions, that their goal has never been a two-state solution. It has never been dignity and national nationhood for Palestinians. It is the destruction of the Jewish state. It is the murder of Jews. And we have got to stop referring to what happened on Saturday as an attack, as if it was military on military. This was a massacre. This was a slaughter. The appropriate word is medieval, and the appropriate points of comparison are Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So what I have got to ask, you know, and thank God for the Rev, and the civil rights groups like the National Urban League and the NAACP, who, thanks to the National Action Network, they stood up. But where are the university presidents who gave clear statements about all these other causes that mattered? Black Lives Matter. Stop AAPI hate. It matters.
Okay, we're going to stop right there. What a great question. What's happening out there? Why, and by the way, you have some Hollywood members, actors and so forth, they're being trolled or they're being just absolutely vilified because they had support for Israel? This is the world that we're living in right now, everybody. It's a very, very serious thing. And to have these kinds of ideas, and we're not afraid of ideas on this program, by the way. We're all about the marketplace of ideas. I'm not afraid of any ideas. But the problem is that you have this terrible, terrible viewpoint that is now becoming almost just viral in going against Israel, going against people who were peacefully living their lives when these Hamas terrorists came over the border and slaughtered them. So, again, a very, very serious day again here on planet Earth. But, folks, we're going to have a lot more when we come back. We've got the other day's news as well. And taking your telephone calls this morning, 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you.
This is an encore presentation.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an encore presentation.
Just as I thought it was going all right. We understand now that it looks like Boeing accelerated the delivery of 1,000 smart bombs to Israel following the incursion and the massacre, of course, of upwards now of well over 1,000 Israelis over the weekend. These are 250-pound small-diameter bombs. They were part of a 2021 contract, and they were flown from an Air Force base in the U.S. by Israeli Air Force transport, according to an industry official who asked not to be identified. Folks, again, that in itself and then other material, money, and other support, of course, going to Israel, there's been a lot of damage, of course, in unprecedented damage in Gaza as a result of some of these Israeli strikes. And they're getting ready, of course, for a ground assault in the very near term. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number if you'd like to call in and join the program this morning. We're going to be talking about, of course, the ongoing developments in Israel and, of course, the other day's news and politics as well. We've got some politics to tell you about. We've got some people, new people running for, or a new person at the very least, in California running for Senate. We'll tell you about that. We've also got some changes also in Arizona in terms of what their Senate race might look like. On top of that, of course, we got more economic news to tell you about this morning as we go through the program. By the way, we'll be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, in hour number three. And, of course, also in hour number three, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, more insight and analysis, stuff you're not going to be hearing really anywhere else here in the overnights across America, right here on this program. Once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number to call. And don't forget, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell, of course. And from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, the unbelievable towel sets, just to name a few, MyPillow has a lot to offer, of course. And so you want to go over there and check them out. MyPillow.com. It's MyPillow.com. And again, you'll find a host of great deals and a lot of deep discounts that are going on. There's always something being discounted or some sale that they have, and they change a lot. And so you want to head over there on a regular basis and check them out. MyPillow.com. And when you've made your choices and you're ready to check out, simply use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, promo code CAPTAIN. You're all set. And if you'd like to speak to a real person on the telephone, well, they've got real people answering the telephone. And it's 1-800-641-5459. 1-800-641-5459. Again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's what you need. All right. Let's listen in here real briefly. Here's President Biden. And, of course, he made a statement on Tuesday. There was a very, very good recitation, unfortunately, of all these terrible details that we're hearing. It belies our ability to really even speak it, I think, in so many ways. The news of the babies that were killed, slaughtered in front of their parents, beheaded. This is beyond the pale of anything that any decent person should ever either have to see, hear, or hear about. But it's unfortunately, folks, the reality. In the year 2023, you have babies being beheaded en masse by Hamas terrorists. It's sickening. Let's listen briefly to what President Biden said about speaking again with Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel.
Like every nation in the world, Israel has the right to respond, indeed has a duty to respond to these vicious attacks. I just got off the phone with a third call with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I told him the United States experience with Israel experiencing, our response would be swift, decisive, and overwhelming. We also discussed how democracies like Israel and the United States are stronger and more secure when we act according to the rule of law. Terrorists purposely target civilians, kill them. We uphold the laws of war, the law of war. It matters. There's a difference.
All right, so stop right there. So when I heard this in connection with the rest of the speech, I'm wondering, is this some sort of warning to Benjamin Netanyahu, to the Israeli people, to the Israeli government? Hey, we're democracies and we uphold the laws of war. It just sort of came off as if he's trying to make sure, well, now don't go too far here. But again, there is a difference, Mr. President. There is an enormous difference between the Hamas terrorists, and we haven't even got started on Iran yet. We have a lot to say about Iran this morning and what they're saying, what they're up to. But there's a huge difference, Mr. President, between the Hamas terrorists, their Iran puppet masters, right, and the people of Israel. People of Israel aren't looking to go out and commit war atrocities against humanity, but they do have, and I'm glad it was said in the speech, they do have the right to defend themselves, and of course they will, and of course they should. And it's interesting that in this day and age that we have this overarching, it seems, anti-Semitic sort of thing happening. And this is just it just blows my mind. Nobody can understand this. But yet it's there. It's on display. You turn on your news screen and you look at the internet and you check out the news and it's all there. And so I'm not being a downer. I'm not trying to be a huge downer this morning because, again, this is serious stuff, and we're bringing it to you here in the overnights in America. And this is something the president has to deal with and really should be dealing with it probably a little more effectively, because as we go through the morning this morning, we're going to find out more about the $6 billion. There's a wonderful audio clip we have in store for you that actually I think comes from State Department, where the reporters are asking questions now about the $6 billion. There's also another story about another $750 million that evidently went to another group that perhaps never should have gotten this. So there's money out there for terrorists. And what result did you think was going to happen, Mr. President and White House advisors and policymakers? What did you think was going to happen if you even gave the notion that Iran was going to get the $6 billion, right? And, of course, it's happened exactly the way that we would think it would have. And that's a real crying shame, isn't it? Because it seems like a lot of this stuff might have been avoidable. Especially if, and by the way, yeah, let's bring up President Trump from a recent speech here, very recent, last two or three days, I believe, talking about the massacre in Israel. But listen to what President Trump is talking about here, the juxtaposition of what it was like then and what it's like now. Very important.
Mr. President, we had peace through strength. And now we have weakness, conflict, and chaos. The atrocities we're witnessing in Israel would never have happened if I was president. Would never have ever happened. When I was commander-in-chief, we reduced the Iranian economy, and I withdrew from the disastrous Iran nuclear deal, imposed the toughest ever sanctions on the regime, and imposed a strict travel ban to keep radical Islamic terrorists the hell out of our country. Now they're pouring into our country. They're pouring into our country. Joe Biden undid it. He undid it all and gave billions and billions of dollars to the world's top sponsor of terror, tossing Israel to the bloodthirsty terrorists and jihadists. You saw that just recently.
So there's former President Trump. And again, there's that juxtaposition, or that dichotomy. Maybe that's the better word to use here. The dichotomy of how things were under President Trump, and not just in particular President Trump, but Trump had a toughness, in some ways a toughness we hadn't seen right for a long time, but there was a toughness and a resolute sort of stance that the terror groups and their sponsors, their state sponsors, knew that there would be literally just an enormous price to pay. Well, you say, well, Kyle, well, they build in the price to pay. They don't care about the price to pay. Well, I would agree to a great extent with that. But the idea is that you have to make them recalculate to see, can we really do this? What will happen if we really actually do this? And so I think President Trump might have had the better approach to that. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. Give me a call. Let's talk about it on the other side of this short break.
Third Watch. You're listening to an encore presentation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has arrived in Tel Aviv to demonstrate U.S. support for Israel in its conflict with Hamas. Austin was asked how no one saw this attack coming.
What I can tell you is that if we had known or if we know of a pending attack against an ally, we would clearly inform that ally.
During his visit, Austin will engage in discussions with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel's defense minister. Steve Scalise said focusing on the needs of America is bigger than any personal vendettas House Republicans may have with one another.
We have to have everybody put their agendas on the side and focus on what this country needs.
He announced at a conference meeting Thursday night that he will be pulling out of the race following a day of full meetings with fellow Republicans. It appeared unlikely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number of conservatives appeared ready to block his path. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is an Encore presentation.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning as we race across your radio dial, wherever you are across the United States of America and the overnight hours. And we are talking about news, politics, breaking news, and everything in between. And once again, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. Well, here's another number that I just saw here, and that is that since RFK Jr. declared that he's going to be running for president as an independent, he raised in excess of $11 million in 6 hours, according, of course, to his super PAC, or to a super PAC. The super PAC, American Values 2024, this from Newsmax, by the way, said the windfall came in equally from independents as well as Democrats and Republicans. RFK Jr. has now raised north of $28 million through that since late 2022. All right. Well, you know, this it's going to be interesting again to see how this might affect the actual presidential race. Will RFK be able to pull off an upset victory as an independent? That is a long shot. It just simply is. Third parties, independent parties, as a matter of course in American history, history, American politics, typically don't have the ability to go and win, but they do have the ability to absolutely affect the outcome. And I believe we haven't even had a caller yesterday morning on the program talk about Ross Perot, if I recall correctly. But yes, Ross Perot did have an effect, and I think helped put Bill Clinton into the White House back in 1992. And by the way, back in 1992, what was the refrain, right? It was the economy, stupid. That's right. And it was really something, though, wasn't it? To see George H.W. Bush, who, by the way, should have never raised taxes, you know, no new taxes, I should say, after he said, read my lips, right? Very famous quote and famous last words, it seems like. But there was another issue, too. I recall back in those days, George H.W. Bush was doing a meet and greet, or, you know, going out into public and meeting people. He was actually at, I think, a grocery store or something like that, but he didn't know what the price of milk was, something like that. In other words, he was just kind of out of touch with the prices that people on every day they go to the grocery store. Like I did earlier, I went to go pick up a few things, and you kind of always know what the prices are going to be like and what you're kind of really looking for. But nowadays, I don't know. I just don't even look at that little the little thing anymore. It's just such astronomical. It's like, okay, well, whatever. And hey, producer Joe is chiming in here. Perot got over 8% of the vote in 96 as well. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And in other words, see, he had a little bit of stickiness in that regard, because people do have this notion that they might want to have something different in politics. Unfortunately, at this point, we haven't seen it really pan out. But definitely, if you're out of touch, people are going to notice. And if you're a third party, though, it's somebody like RFK Jr., who you're not going to agree with everything, obviously, with any candidate, but he might come across as somebody who's more in touch, perhaps, than the nominees might be. Although I think you have a real run for your money, though, with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, of course, way far ahead in all this for the Republicans, but Donald Trump had this thing on Hillary Clinton as well, and that was Donald Trump was able to relate to people. He understood, in other words, he could talk with the person who's putting in the electrical conduits and, you know, wiring things together as an electrician building a skyscraper, and then he also talks to other people who are financiers or something like that. And so Donald Trump is able to bridge those gaps because he came off as genuine. And I think really, because when you're building buildings your whole life, you know, you're able to go across the whole spectrum. And that's something even Hillary Clinton wasn't able to do. She came off as being, you know, pretty elitist. And oh, by the way, before I forget it, because I just mentioned Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton thinks that Trump supporters have to go to re-education. I'm not kidding. It's like they trot this stuff out. It's like, oh my gosh, he's still really popular. So maybe we should go out there and talk about the re-education camps because they're all in a cult. This kind of thing. The cult that they're worried about is the idea that somehow people will make a different choice again, if not for Trump, if he's not the nominee, but they'll make a choice against the traditional Democrat Party elite thing that they do. Yeah, that's the political thing. That's the 50 Cent word, the thing that they do. Hey, that was a movie, too, right, by the way. Great song. Okay, well, getting a little more serious here again. I mentioned earlier I had some more information about Iran. Well, Iran is saying, Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, this from Breitbart, he was speaking at a graduation ceremony for Iranian military cadets, oh boy, on Tuesday. He described the brutal Hamas terror attack on Saturday as, quote, an irreparable defeat, unquote, for Israel. Folks, you know, it's my job, I'm bringing this to you, but it's just fantastical to even have to read this, basically because of how goofy, and it's putting it mildly, it sounds, for the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei to say. He blamed the Israelis for bringing rape and murder upon themselves. Unbelievable. The cause of this destructive storm was the continuous brutality and ferocity of the fake usurper regime against the Palestinian nation, unquote. It was reported by Iran's Tasnim news agency. This regime cannot conceal its monstrous and devious face in the attack on Gaza and the massacre of Gazans throughout the act of lying or by playing the victim. I don't, you know, you get the picture, right, with this. So somehow the Israelis brought it on themselves, and they're going to deal. Oh, by the way, they're supposed to be dealing with a greater disaster if they defend themselves from terror, evidently. So, by the way, just, you know, no, they had nothing to do with this. But they had nothing to do with Hamas. They didn't give them the money. They didn't do anything like that. And it's all this is all theoretical to them, I guess. And so, again, it's really something to see. Now, this $6 billion I mentioned about that. Well, yeah, let's call up here. We've got I believe we have that. And we'll find it. Yes, here it is. So now this is at the State Department. And the State Department people are trying to make you think now that the $6 billion, guess whose fault it is? All together now, you get one guess. That's right, it's Trump. It's got to be Trump. Let's listen in to this intrepid reporter talking to the State Department spokesman Matt Miller.
You guys are saying, yes, maybe that specific dollar with that serial note, the serial number, or that euro with that serial number on it can't be used to fund terrorism. But the fact of the matter is, and you guys know this, no. Is that it allows or it frees up money that Iran has already inside its own country to use for other things, so they don't have to spend that money on non-sanctioned items.
Let me say two things about that. One, the reason I read this exact quote is I have heard a fair bit of criticism.
Okay, wait a minute. Stop right there. Because, like, okay, well, now it's like, okay, children, you've asked it. This is a verboten question. You shouldn't go down this road. So I'm going to tell you now exactly what it is. Okay, let's continue.
A fair bit of criticism about this money, including from the person who said this in November of 2018. And I thought it was fair to point out that this money was first allowed to accrue into these accounts under the Trump administration. And that's a point. You did, and there are a number of people who have had a lot to say about this the last few days who have conveniently forgot that fact, which is why I thought it was important to remind the world. The second thing I will say is that Iran has, of course, always funded terrorism. They have always funded the
line. Okay, wait a minute. Just stop right there. They've always funded terrorism. So it's like, I don't see what your problem is. Why are you even asking me about this money? They've always funded terrorism. Well, even if that's true, of course it's true, well, then why are we even considering giving them back $6 billion? Well, and by the way, you remember when all this happened? It was described this way. Well, it's Iran's money. We're not giving them six. We're just unfreezing their money, right? Well, we froze it for a reason, right? So this thing just went on and on, and there were fireworks about that. And I got to tell you, folks, we can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Now it's somehow Trump's fault. Well, here's the deal, though. When you engage with Iran and you have to keep them, for lack of a better expression, on the straight and narrow, there will be different ways of using that money, and certainly not when you know that something bad's going to happen because nothing has changed in Iran. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. Give me a call. We'll see you on the other side.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is an encore presentation.
All right, I'm seeing a lot of rain on the radar up for our friends near Seattle and Portland and going down the coast there of Oregon. We're going to be talking about that here in just a moment with our first of the morning Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. And we're going to get started this morning, of course, with our song. And, you know, one of our great privileges on this program, of course, is riding along in the cabs of the big rigs. Of the truckers. Also, you've got people out there making their deliveries. You might be working the overnight shift. Whatever it is that you're doing out there, we're glad to be right there along with you. And it's our job, our solemn promise, and our great privilege to help you stay awake over the overnight hours. And I can't think of a better way to do it than with a little bit of the Knack. We'll be right back. everybody. That's back from, I think, the late 70s, but that's My Sharona. It's iconic. There's no doubt about it. That drum intro, the beats, everything, and the guitar work, especially as the song goes on, the guitar work is just absolutely phenomenal. And this is one of those songs, by the way, where sometimes, you know, here in the studio, headphones come off, speakers go up, and you got to rock out. It's just that simple. And so I hope that you're able to rock out a little bit wherever you are this morning, all across America. And by the way, folks, again, we're taking a look at some of this rain. We'll tell you all about that here in just a moment. We've got some other alerts. We continue to see freeze watch happening. This is going to be in western Nevada, starting at Reno, heading up towards Winnemucca. That's on I-80. It's also going to go across the border over to Susanville, 395 there in California. So do be aware of that. We also have a freeze warning. This is going to be north of Las Vegas, a little bit north of there, and it's going to be up near Alamo, as a matter of fact. Freeze warning going on. Freeze watch across the border in Utah, pretty much following up Interstate 15 from St. George all the way up through the Salt Lake City area, where it turns into a winter weather advisory. Could be a winter wonderland because snow is expected there. Total snow accumulations 2 to 8 inches, with locally higher amounts up to 12 inches in the high in the higher elevations. So do be careful and aware of that, and that's going to follow you all the way up to Logan, and then of course over in Wyoming, western Wyoming, again more snow in the offing there. Snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches, lower elevations of Yellowstone National Park. This is where they expect to see that. Yellowstone, of course, one of the most beautiful places you'll ever see, and if you ever get a chance to go there, be sure to do that. Winter storm watches are right in the Cody area, sticking west of there, but then also east from Cody. Oh, and if you're in the Buffalo area, they're coming down I-25. I definitely have a winter storm watch going there. Casper, same story, winter storm watch, and it's going to sort of parallel I-25 heading down towards Cheyenne, south of Rawlins and Elk Mountain. You definitely have a winter storm watch going on there, and it's going to drop down into Colorado. Southeast corner of Colorado does have a fire weather warning. Gusty winds, low relative humidity are going to be in place there. 15 to 25 mile an hour wind gusts, up to 40 miles per hour. So be careful with that, obviously. High wind watch down near Santa Fe, New Mexico, as you come down I-25. And also, you got a wind advisory covering most of the northern part of Arizona. Likewise, Southern California and the high desert areas heading up Interstate 15 towards Barstow. A wind advisory happening there. Pardon me. Frost advisory. Now, this is going to start up in Wisconsin. It's going to be near Rochester, Minnesota, it looks like, and then head over into the southern parts of Wisconsin. It's going to arc on down through the northern part of Illinois, through Indiana, Indianapolis included here, and it's going to head on down towards Harrisonburg, Virginia, and then over in Kentucky near Lexington. We have another special weather statement there. Patchy frost possible going on late through the night. The temperatures could briefly dip down into the middle and upper 30s by dawn on Wednesday morning. So obviously, you know, you might go out to your vehicle and it's going to be pretty cold. There's no doubt about that. So we've got that happening. And now let's take a look at some of the rain real briefly here. Seattle, Washington, you've got rain right now in the area. But it's a lot more intense and heavy heading down Interstate 5. Once you get down past Lacey, you're going to start seeing it down through Longview, down to Portland. Right now on the radar, it's just kind of west of Interstate 5, down through Salem as you head towards Eugene. But if you're in the Tillamook area, you've got all kinds of rain happening there. Newport and even Florence, it's got a little bit there on the radar just offshore from Florence as you go down the west coast of Oregon. Various and sundry rain in Northern California. Doesn't look like it's really impacting Interstate 5 too badly. But in Nevada, well, again up on I-80, now this is going to be out near Battle Mountain as you head towards Elko. The whole interstate there is covered in rain. It's going to go a little bit south of that as well. We'll keep checking on it for next hour. But over in Kansas, the northeastern quadrant corner, I should say, of Kansas, St. Joseph. All kinds of rain happening there, and that's going to extend down into Missouri and sticking a little bit east of Kansas City. As you come out of Kansas City on I-70, you're definitely going to get some heavy to moderate to heavy rain and even some lightning strikes happening. So you got to be careful with that. We're going to have more next hour, of course. And the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. PilotFlyingJ.com. That's the website you want to go check out. And you want to check out this month's special, which is during the month of October. You can earn up to 5 points per gallon. And when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app and unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. So you definitely want to check it out. My Rewards Plus app, PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. We do have time to take a quick telephone call here as we head to the top of the hour where you'll hear your top of the hour news, and we'll be right back with you soon after that. But let's talk to Jack in Riverside. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Kyle. The Elder Ayatollah was put in by Brzezinski under Jimmy Carter. That was putting in the CIA puppet government in Iran. The people are sick of that. We could use the particle beam weapon and disappear the Ayatollah's Revolutionary Guard, and the people would be dancing in the street. But the reason I'm calling up is because of what I call Operation Terror, being run by the Central Intelligence Agency, Hamas working for the CIA, and Netanyahu in on this, allowing 2,000 Israelis to be butchered like that so he can declare war and go in there and kill how many Palestinians, when the answer is Palestinians to be located in Jordan, where they already are a majority, and have their own...
Right, yeah, I understand. You have their own homeland, I think is what you were going to be saying, correct?
Yeah, but
okay. We'd only have a little bit of time, unfortunately, Jack. But this seems to go a little bit counter to what traditionally the setup sort of looks like there. But we appreciate your call, and we hope that you have a great morning.
Operation Terror. It's CIA Operation Terror, and Netanyahu's in on it, and he's a war criminal.
Okay. Well, again, we appreciate your call, and again, it sort of runs counter to what we seem. Seem to be able to know about what's going on. But folks, we're heading to the top of the hour. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600.
This is an Encore presentation.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.